means that what we can do, as green means consciousness, is help the orange meme to develop without the deficient, without so much of the deficient phase. There's an efficient phase and a deficient phase. And it, since they're all going to always be present, and the idea, Wilbur's idea, is that you rise and then you integrate the previous into the next. And so by nurturing that orange meme from the green meme consciousness, I think that we can bring about an integration that would be a lot more harmonious than what that meme normally is without a strong green meme influence. You know, and
we could get into a whole like it.
So I think that's an area of research, and
yeah.
I radically differ from Ken Wilber's point of view on this question personally. And you know, if one could leap into the integral turquoise and above,
and we do sometimes, we need to do it more.
Yeah, but what's the use if in fact It's not
well, the use is that the yellows and turquoises can perceive the spectrum, whereas the greens, and you ask David, who tries to present spiral dynamics to the students, the living room students, there'll be only one or two out of the whole group that can even begin to understand it. Mostly they hate it. They say this is a reintroduction of hierarchy, and it isn't egalitarian, and we don't agree with it. And mm-hmm. Yes. Somebody else.
A couple of things. I want to understand what you said, Rob. Did you mean to say that for you, perhaps, having to reach the highest phase of consciousness should not be a prerequisite for being able to act on anything or whatever is there below it?
Right.
Okay. And then the other one is, which I'm also in agreement with at this point, I think we have what we have as our instrumentation. I personally can't wait from a higher state of consciousness to become aware of deficiencies of other levels that I can actually try to address with my rational mind, even, that hopefully has some control over my vital and so on. You know? So I think there's scope there to work already on ourselves there, perhaps not as effective. And my other question is really, how can I assume that the Orbeans are primarily at a different place than the villages? This is a nice distance, and it would be very easy for me to say, so I can locate myself there. My main focus in my being is the green man, or green beam, or the orange, or you know, something up there. But I don't know yet if I can say this about myself. I'm always reminded of the fact that you go back into history and you have the anecdotal evidence of people who have to go through a lot of suffering due to war situation. They are in concentration camps. And I've always been touched by how unpredictable it is which people are actually coming through shining despite all the problems and all the issues, and others who could completely become destroyed by it, or become very primal and defensive and selfish and egotistical in their orientation, and others that totally sacrifice and give whatever they can and give up their lives for others. And so there's a lot of subtlety there that I don't even know if I'm tested in personally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if our beings are tested enough there. And so I would really have to go much further with a question to be able to answer that first person and then for a collective such as Orango. I'm always struck also by the surprise of people from the village coming from places that I would regard as being a breath of fresh air for me, because there is a simplicity, and you might put it on a lower level, orgasm, a depth that immediately gives without regard for what the return is. Of course, I have to check my projections there, and everything when I say is projection still. But I just want to put it out. Before we start putting this on the village, how do we put it on ourselves, is my question. Mm-hmm. So that we are sure we have done our homework. And that's the model that I'm interested in. You know, that's what I would, that's what I'm working on. And what kind of parameters do we need to develop in that direction that become more specific?
Yeah, I really hear you're saying that it's actually more interesting and more to the point to apply it to ourselves individually than to first try to put, because it is a mistake to put anyone in any mean, because I kept on repeating it, but it slips again and again, that everybody has always these means, either.
And our collective projection of putting another culture or society in a certain mean is, from a consciousness field point of view, an imprisonment. And so I do it also about myself. I hold myself also in perhaps an illusion about being in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be broken, it needs to be challenged.
For example, I wanted to ask you also what you asked and what you're saying. Actually, it's a matter of economy, so I wanted to ask you, do you think that the surrounding villages might actually jump into a no-money economy much quicker than we would?
No.
No?
No.
This is my question. I sometimes think, you know, if they have a little... I sometimes think it could be...
You know, and also it's... there's one thing when you're making broad brushstrokes and making generalizations, and there are always the exceptions to every rule.
Mm.
I mean, Ken Wilber wrote a whole book about that called Up from Eden, about how you can have historical periods that are marked by a certain level of consciousness, but there will be individuals, the ones we hear of, who have had a higher inspiration, and then we think, oh, you know, everybody was like Confucius at the time. Like Confucius, no. It's so in the villages there are people like Ruud said who were born in the village because they wanted to get to Oroville quick. You know, and there are special. Also, very interesting thing in Claire Graves's research was that when this yellow mean first started appearing, the first thing he did was to check for intelligence. Was it that they were all more intelligent? And it wasn't true. He found it had nothing to do with intelligence.
I mean, the intelligence, as per definition of the Western.
Yeah, science. As per intelligence test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that you could have someone in the yellow mean with the values of just of wanting to get his work done and not being concerned with position or status or power or that sort of thing, because the life conditions are such that those fears are no longer part of what they're growing up with. But they can be of quite low intelligence.
I feel now that our topic comes more to what I felt all the time when we were talking, the villages, Oroville, because long ago already, somebody told me once, when I asked how are the villagers perceiving Oroville, and then he said, don't be mistaken, many of them take you only personal, your personal, I mean, they can judge between Orovillians as much as we should learn that also, because they are as different as we are, and what we are saying about generalization, no?
Mm-hmm.
That in the village itself, that there are many of these scales,
mm-hmm.
and on a certain level, and with us it's the same, and when you talked also about egalitarian, no, or we egalitarian or colonial or whatsoever, I felt also amongst ourselves we have all these types.
Absolutely.
And they act accordingly different. And who knows, maybe those who belong to each other from Oroville or village, they can communicate and the others not. And so there, I don't know, I'm speaking nearly now from the belly, from here.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe this diversity issue comes in, that there's such a high diversity here, and even in the village where one would assume they are more in the collective consciousness, much less individualized as a social development phase, even there it seems part of it, no?
Yeah, this the developmental paradigm is really easy to challenge and to find exception to when you apply it to a collective, on a collective level. And that's how it's mostly used, in fact. It's always being applied on a collective level. Because there are dominant memes in different cultures at different times. And you can perceive that there is a dominant meme. You know, it doesn't mean that the whole culture is characterized by that meme, or that everyone in that culture is characterized by that meme. But at least psychologically, there seem to be periods of the development of culture which are parallel to development of the individual. So when you generalize, you leave out everyone, you know, like any other statistical analysis. But it has a certain value also, and I can see the value here of this kind of an analysis. I can see the limitations of it, and it makes me angry sometimes, but I can also see the validity of it in certain areas of development.
No, I mean only how we use it, you know, because it's interesting, and how we use it. For example, when we are saying Tamilians instead of villagers, we are already on a very slippery ground, no?
Yeah.
Because it's in the mind, you get an imprint, which is not true.
Then there are
not a Tamilian,
exactly.
Village Tamilian.
Right.
And
there again you have to differentiate, not to get...
The ones who interact with Oroville and the ones who don't interact with Oroville are quite different.
Yeah.
In a way, you could say this rainbow is a help to, it's an assistance to avoid black and white thinking.
Yeah.
And then, like what, sort of in answer to what you're saying, there's a poor way of taking this, which is to put everybody in levels and look down on everyone that's below.
Yeah.
But then there's a beautiful way of taking this, which is to seeing it, to be deeply concerned with that everyone should be assisted, or that to make it conducive for everyone to be moving up the spiral, if they want. Yeah, that you become concerned for the whole, and this gives you, it makes it easier for you to have that concern. That's the effect it had on me. It somehow facilitated my being able to be concerned for the villagers, because I wasn't just lumping them into villager anymore, but I was seeing them in the different ways that they, different places that you interact, different times that you interact, as simply part of this world stair where we're all being influenced all the time from all the different non-material worlds. And this is part of it. It's part of getting the mind sort of much more. I see it more as a self-education.
Well, those matrices are good images to help oneself to orient.
I'm not suggesting that this be, you know, like introduced to the working committee or some group in order to say let's understand our village community this way. Although Don Beck was a consultant during this time in South Africa, and he very much was heard, and his articles were put forward, and it had a lot to do with looking at what people wanted to do instead of what race they were, what color they were. To look at assisting people to do the things that they wanted to do in the new South Africa, rather than just trying to recompense black people or punish others.
Just I wanted to say, you know, my process point, because it gives such a beautiful example what last time we had reflected what could be the role of Ubu in different ways, and for instance the possibility of taking up the economy of Oroville, and because possibly I'm working in the field and facing lots of how to say, challenges and problems. I find it so fruitful, for instance, if this again out of this seminar, if that would be one study group, and what Bhavana says is people from a certain state of consciousness can put their mind on it. Because you ask practically what is the next steps in relationship with our will, and then we talk about systems and all that, and I see that this a step towards, with, I think in our will we are also concerned with practical steps. You know, when Mother Teresa, for instance, was asked what is to be done in Lebanon on the street, she said, let's not talk about it, I show you, I'll save this one kid. And so I think that on the other extreme of it, you know, there can be the analysis and the consciousness, but I think in our yoga also, it is also the action, the immediate action. And so for me, to have that reflection in the Uhu separately, or an ongoing reflection as you offer in your classes over the season, to see how the think tank can be actually effective in implementation.
Like a dream catcher just coming to my mind. It's coming at its own time out of the circulation of more intuitive also and more open mind and open-hearted dialogue. And suddenly the urge to, or the need to, to come to the next level.
What I wanted to say is that what I see clearly is that sociological part of it, that every individual in this scheme is, represented in a particular way of his social consciousness. It's not individual as such. And I think we may make a big mistake thinking that every individual in that particular social setup is that particular individual. It's only his part of his consciousness, his social consciousness is represented in this view. And there is the other thing which I might not fully agree with the concept as such, which is beautiful, and not a good presentation, which is wonderful, is that this level, yellow level appeared, then these six became clear, only that. It wasn't clear, this gap is just very meaningful here. When that yellow level appeared, the structure became clear, social structure. Because Sri Aurobindo in the human cycle, or in ideal to human, he says that there is nothing more confusing and more difficult to understand than communal life with man, he starts with. And in a way, I thought, why that was never discovered, these paradigms or structures of collective life? Because there was no yet this jump. When the jump appeared, then there was suddenly, everybody started to glimpse and to see the structure of development. You can see it clearly, he started with, he took his scheme from Lamprecht, and then we see Bipsarian paradigm and other paradigms appearing, suddenly there is the whole structure of social consciousness or social development, which was not seen before. And the only thing I doubt is that it should be built on that particular presumption going from severely
primitive
to complex. I'm not sure about that it is completely valid. Otherwise it's, of course, because I have another paradigm, Sri Aurobindonian paradigm or Vedic, which has another view of this, and I'm glad that you mentioned it. It's not necessarily that it is primitive and narrow, it can be very simple and very open, and something to learn from it, from that primitive first level. There's some other space there which we do not see now because of our complexities and ego-centered personalities and so on.
The complexity of the Amazonas.
I think, but I'm not the scholar to do it, but you could probably do a sub-6 showing the evolution of life on Earth. Maybe even more than a couple of sets of six, plant life and
maybe it would turn
amphibious life
and one only this way. How do we know?
Ah,
So this would be the golden age, and then there would be narrowing down to the Kali Yuga, and now it's again opening up.
Or at each stage, you can go all the way up and all the way down.
Also.
And so each contains all, in different, at different times and different ratios.
Yeah.